This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
This is the first time you've ever been excited in anything I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with you.
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys have known this, but over the years, I've asked BJ to join me like at yoga. I've asked him, you know, just like the home opener is on Friday. And if he wants to go with the group.
Yeah, I'll go. Go ahead.
And so I'm touring a golf course next Thursday. And all of a sudden he jumps in and goes, I want to go.
I'd love to go. I've never seen the place.
Yeah. And I'm like, you want to go on a tour of a golf course with me?
Sure. I'm in.
And I'm like, is there an April Fool's Day thing? I can't like put it together. Like, why is he so insistent on going everywhere with me? And then when I've begged for years, but it's because the wife is staying at home now.
Work from home, baby.
Well, that's not all of it.
Really?
I just feel like we need to spend more time together, Jamie. It's better for the show. It's better camaraderie.
Yeah, right.
They always say that you got to spend time outside of work in order to get that chemistry where it needs to be. And I don't think we're at where we need to be. I know we've been together for 12 years.
Yeah, but we
don't
have
chemistry
yet.
Where we need to be. And we need to start hanging out more together during the day.
So that's
okay?
It. Yeah, that's it. Oh
my God. My wife has been working inside of a hospital for the past, well, I've known her for 15 years. As of today, she's at home for good, working. Okay,
yeah.
Switched jobs.
You guys built out
proud
an
of her.
Office.
I'm very proud of her. Redid that office space for her. She got her own little setup in there, and it's really cool. But today is the first day. Run the kid to school. Come back home. So when I get home, everybody's at home, okay? And I'm happy for her. I'm really happy for her and her new venture.
And I do like that Carson tried to give you some tips because he's been dealing with a stay-at-home. Bree works from home.
Yep.
And so on the list were you have got to be quiet because she's on Zoom calls.
Yeah.
And you can't have the TV up, okay, at the level that you're used to having it up when no one's home.
Right. So
you got to keep that way down.
So he had to do Bose headphones to pair with his TV.
Yep.
Because he got yelled at a lot.
And you got to eat quiet, too. Eating quiet is a big thing, too.
You got to eat, drink, watch TV. Everything has to be quiet.
I don't want to hear that fork hitting that plate too many times, okay?
Because everything gets on your nerves when you're, you know, on a Zoom call or whatever. If you have a kid, especially, you know, you're like, oh, my God, be quiet. I'm on a Zoom call. And so she's going to get, like, it'll start nice and chill. But every day it'll start to build.
Yeah.
Things that you're doing, the stairs creaking, everything that you can't even control. The door, you closed it too loud.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about it. And I think you and I need to spend more time together after the show. So, and it's not because I don't want to go to that situation
right.
at all.
Yeah.
But I think it'd behoove our show if you and I tour golf courses, maybe run up to Bucky's one day. You know?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, just do a little, little stuff together.
Yeah.
You know? And it's got nothing to do with
trips.
The home life.
Field trips. Because, I mean, he even said to you, like, listen, you're the only social people that, you know, like you're around, she's not going to have her coworkers to bitch to. So you're going to get earfuls of like what's going wrong, like what she did that was dumb or whatever, you know?
Whatever happens in that specific day, you're going to hear about it.
Yep.
Multiple times.
And she won't care about anything you're doing.
Can we get that golf tour today? Is that possible? You think? I mean, not that I don't want to go home. Right, don't get me wrong. But I mean, I'm very excited about this tour you're going to take.
Well, except for this golf course is so fancy.
I'll go.
I don't know if your look is going to carry you. I'm not sure if they like camouflage Denver Bronco stuff.
Well, I am wearing slides today. Yeah, I think I have some golf shoes in my car.
Yeah,
though.
Just throw those on. I'm not sure how this, like, because you guys are going to have lunch together every day too, aren't you?
Yeah.
And dinner.
Yeah.
He might just move in here.
Maybe you should get a separate apartment.
She's going to start texting you lunch orders when you're leaving. She'll be like, he's leaving at 10. I'm going to tell him I'm going to get this and this and this.
Oh my gosh, and don't forget about the Starbucks run in the afternoon.
Yeah,
every day. She needs a little kick
she
energy.
She loves Starbucks. This is not good. And she's going to be so, I don't know if you've, well, like I know for me, when I would wake up in the morning and my ex, well, my husband would be in bed sleeping and maybe a little bit of a snore. I literally wanted to murder him. That's why we're divorced. Yeah. But like, because I didn't feel like it was fair that I had to get up so early and he just got to lay there and sleep deep, you know?
Right.
And so when you go home to take a nap, it's not fair in her head that you get to just sit there and sleep while she's working. Sorry. So just expect like some anger.
Yeah. I don't even have a comeback for that. I was trying to say, never mind.
Yeah. It'll be
this
fine.
Is your life.
Yeah. All right. We'll just go tour golf courses that we can't afford.
Right. Let's do take the tour, though.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
We are.
We'll pretend we're rich.
Okay. Next.
Really rich, okay? All right.
But my car.
The money's no object. Well, I'll tell the guy up front that there's money's no object.
All right. Okay. It's next Thursday.
Okay. You and I go take the tour. I think it'd be funny.
We're going to have to go rent a more expensive car. Because mine has a ding in it.
Yeah, I got a truck with a dent.
Yeah, so. And I don't know how the Jeep will look with a snorkel on it.
Carson, can we borrow your car?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.